Okay, this is Mark from Metal Forever. We're here with Heidi and Carla from the Butcher Babies. We're in Leesburg, Virginia. So thanks so much for talking with me tonight. I really appreciate it. It's really an honor to meet you guys. Absolutely. So anyway, first thing I wanted to ask you all, kind of, I know you have a new CD on the streets. You've been on the road for a long time. But I also wanted to just talk a little bit about when you got started. So I know you kind of did the whole Wendy O. Williams thing, the Plasmatics. You talked a lot about that. But what I was curious more about was when you decided to kind of go into metal, like, how did you decide what kind of style of metal you all wanted to play? So that was the first question.
Well, you know, it's interesting because when Carla and I first decided to quit the cover band and create our own, one thing we bonded on was our love for metal. So that was an easy choice to, you know, go into the heavy music. It was what we've always wanted to do. But we love different styles of metal. Every single person in the band loves different styles of metal. So we thought, let's combine it all. It's just a metal band, you know, subgenres here. I think we just kind of let the ball bounce wherever it wanted to go, and we created kind of a unique, different kind of sound. And you can't really classify it as something.
Yeah, I always think it's cheesy when people start a band and they say, I want to make this kind of thing. It's like you don't know until you get in a room with people and you start playing together what is going to come out. You really don't know. And that's part of the magic of being a musician and starting a band and you know, with your friends and doing it.
You know, being in a band, it's just that. It's a band. We are five people, and not one person dictates how things go. It's a group decision. It's a very collective decision. We all bring our influences into it, so it's really fun.
Cool. So okay, so then, so the same lineup since the beginning, right?
Mm-hmm.
Pretty much. Okay, the same lineup. And then, so then you go, EP's out on the streets, well received. I think that's when Mayhem kind of came around for you all, and then from there you go right into like the Goliath writing session. So can you just talk about a little bit about that transition? What were you trying to do when you grew to Goliath, and talk about how it kind of just kind of started going from there?
Well, we were on the Mayhem Festival when Goliath came out. So, you know, we played a lot of local shows in Los Angeles. We really built a strong, strong following in Los Angeles. And then we scored our first tour with OTEP, which was really cool for us. And then we got Marilyn Manson tour, which was even cooler. And it was during that time that we really spent a lot of time, you know, writing Goliath. And so we were on Mayhem for about a week when Goliath came out. And the cool thing about that was that, you know, there was the crowds, they knew who we were, but as soon as Goliath dropped, the audiences were singing along to the songs we were playing. And I think that was the first time we really experienced, you know, that. And it was just an amazing feeling.
Yeah, you know, in the writing of Goliath, we had been writing our whole lives, and so we really had a lot to say, and we had a lot to put on that album. And we also had a lot to prove at that time, too. We had a lot to, you know, people were like, two girls in a band, meh. We had two girls in metal, you don't belong. So we kind of did have a lot to prove and go out there and prove, you know, we can sing, we can scream, the band can play. It is a unit that works well together. It's a machine. And we definitely showed that with Goliath.
Cool. Okay, this is not meant to be like a critical thing, so don't take it that way or a negative, but do you think the production was like a little different on Goliath? Because that's when you went to a bigger label, correct? So production-wise, how would you compare the two?
Between the EP and Goliath? Oh, well, we did. With the EP, we worked with Mudrock, who was, you know, a big-time producer, and, you know, he worked with Avenged Sevenfold and Godsmack and, you know, a bunch of different bands, and we worked with him on that, so it was great. The production is going to be different with any producer you go to, regardless of label involved or not. You know, we didn't produce it ourselves. We tried that once upon a time before we released the EP, and it didn't really work out. So we saw the value in having a producer. A producer is like a sixth member of your band. When you bring a producer in, you trust them with your babies. And you know, Josh Wilbur, who produced Goliath, did an incredible job. You know, he came in with some ideas, and we collaborated on some ideas, and it was great.
But you know, we also grew a lot between the recording of the EP, you know, as musicians. And then from, you know, even from Goliath to now, we have all grown. So there's difference there. But, you know, that's what happens when you're a band for a certain number of years and you go on tour and you work your asses off.
Okay. And then one last question. We'll get to the new stuff because I know that's what we're here to talk about mostly. But Uncensored comes out. You did a bunch of covers, I guess. You know, cool. It seemed like it came out, you know, relatively soon, you know, after Goliath. And was that just something meant to, like, carry everybody over and while you were still recording? Or just what was the idea on that one?
Well, Uncovered for us was something that we had always kind of wanted to do. It was showcase some, not really unpopular, but unknown now kind of songs that influenced us as kids, influenced us to be the musicians we are today. And you know, between Goliath and Take It Like a Man, it was over 2 years. And we've been on the road for pretty much that entire 2 year span. So we didn't have a lot of time to write the next record. So we did want to put something else out, something in between the albums. And it's something we will do again because it's a lot of fun and it's very, it lets our fan base see kind of into our backgrounds a little bit.
Was that video shot at your place?
It was. The video was shot in my backyard. We also shot the cover for our new album, Take It Like a Man, in my backyard. So I have a very versatile backyard. It's been featured in many films and movies.
Should be on The Walking Dead maybe too, right? All right, so here we go. New stuff. Okay, so I've read and seen interviews where you talk about the fans wanting something a little more brutal, something a little more like moshy, intense. So obviously you did that because some tracks are probably the heaviest stuff you've ever written, but then there's the melodic stuff too, which me as old school kind of metal dude, like, I like that stuff a little bit better. Describe for me what the intent, like what you're going for at this new CD. Let's talk about the brutal stuff first because I then want to talk about the melodic stuff as well.
We started off as a very thrashy, aggressive metal band. You know, that you can hear the very first song we ever wrote together on that album, on the new album. It's called Blonde Girls Will Look the Same. That was, the very first song we ever wrote. We always intended to be a very aggressive band. I think on Goliath we got a little bit more melodic because we just, it called for it. And we had a lot to say. That album was very emotional. But with this album, we wanted to go back to our roots and do more aggressive songs again, because also after touring for so long, we realize that that's what the crowd also wants to hear. We love performing it, and then the crowd gets into it, you know, when we play the more aggressive stuff. But then on the flip side, there is some of the most melodic stuff that we've ever done on this album, which is really cool.
It's fun because with the heavier stuff, it gives our live show a lot more versatility. Is that a word? it's more diverse. With Goliath, we had very few songs that we could play that would ignite the crowd. We played a lot of stuff, of our old stuff off the EP, because you know, our live show is a big party. And it's, especially, you know, when it's festivals or you're on tour with someone else and you have 45 minutes, you want to get in there, wham, bam, thank you, ma'am. And so when in writing Take It Like a Man, we wanted to bring some of that element back. So it is, again, like the stage party that we normally have.
Speaking of your fans, who do you think, like, your fans are? Like, who do you see showing up at your shows? I've been to Mayhem. I've seen you in smaller clubs like Empire here in Virginia. I've seen you at Rock on the Range. So who is it? Like, is there a general term, or is it kind of everybody, all ages?
You know, we're very lucky. We don't have one person you could point out and say, that's our fan base. We have young girls, young boys, 9-year-olds, 10-year-olds, 13-year-olds with their parents, older women, older men, blue-collar people, it's like literally probably the most vast audience that I've ever seen, honestly.
We do not have a target market. So when you sit back and you think about who are we trying to speak to, we're trying to speak to everyone. There's no target market. And our shows and over the years, it's proved that. You'll see young girls in the front just screaming their hearts out. And then you'll see, you know, men in the front screaming their hearts out. And it's just, or even, you know, all the older women and older than us or our age. And it's it is really incredible to see that. I definitely didn't expect it, but we are so grateful for that.
Cool. And just a couple more, because I know it's a show night for you all. But, Carl, I'm going to say this because I knew you could do it. And I probably tweeted you at one time, not that you ever did this because of tweets you see. But, okay, you did a whole track, clean, no screaming. I know, Heidi, you're the screamer on your bio and things. Can you talk about that song, please, and what prompted you to do it? And do you think there's more to come? And, Heidi, I know you could do it, too.
What song?
Come on, the
ballad. Oh, you're talking about Thrown Away?
You know that we both do everything, right? We both scream and we both sing.
Yeah.
Both your vocals are on that track?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry.
No. We don't ever do a song with just one person's vocals, ever. There's a reason that we're a dual lead singer band, because we both do everything. And most of our fan base can clearly tell a difference between our voices.
Even in Magnolia songs. Boulevard, I sing the chorus and that, and we both do screaming and singing. Yeah. So. It's very, yeah. So in Thrown Away, I do the choruses and the bridges, and we harmonize some on it, and then she does the verses.
I do the verses and everything.
And
so.
For us, I think Thrown Away was kind of an accident. We didn't go out and set to put that on there. You know, the boys had written this beautiful music, and we sat with it for a little bit and decided that we both had something to say, which was, in fact, the same thing we had written separately for it, and then we put it together, and it was about the exact same thing.
It's a beautiful song about the feelings of, you know, alienation that you feel on the road. You know, on Goliath, as Heidi said, we had our whole lives to write that album. It was full of feelings that we've had, you know, growing up, and this album, we had some new experiences to write about, and like I said, one of those was being on the road and feeling lonely and feeling very detached and, away from your family and friends and everything you love, and just being out here, and like I said, the feelings of alienation that people may not realize that musicians feel. So it's a very special song for us.
And we will be playing it tonight.
Awesome. So maybe that's a good thing to do interviews like this, in the sense that, like, I can usually tell your voices apart during the heavy stuff, but I kind of thought that was a solo performance by you, Carla. And Heidi, I didn't know you sang it. So it's an amazing song.
You
do some of the chorus parts in the cleansing as well?
The singing in it, yeah.
Okay, so
it's so funny because, it's funny how people try and distinguish between, but we both sing, we both scream, and you know, we do different styles of singing, different styles of screaming, so it works really well to harmonize with each other in those different styles.
So
it's really fun.
Maybe pay attention tonight when we're playing live.
All right, well, I didn't see it live yet. I'm sorry, you just put out this new album, kind of not that long.
It's okay. No,
I feel terrible. I thought I did my homework, you know.
It's a common thing. Don't worry about it. It's fine.
Okay, but do you think there's ever like a solo performance in the future? Like, I hate to use the band Kiss, but whatever. You know, they do. Gene will sing and different. Is that gonna like ever happen, or you think no way? Like, it's just harmonizing. You guys feed off.
I think we work really well together, and it's this is why we do it together.
Yeah.
Is to do these songs together, and I think if we ever did a solo thing, it wouldn't be Butcher Babies. Yeah. So.
Do you ever see spin-off stuff happening potentially, or CDs that are like you sing clean more, or like you think it's just always gonna?
I'm gonna just. It is so hard to make a band work.
Yeah.
And to, there's so many bands, and we're so lucky to be doing what we're doing. So, I mean, talking about spin-offs and doing this or doing that is just kind of silly. Like, we are so, lucky to be out here. And
it does take a lot to make a band work. And you have to dedicate your full attention to it. Full attention. You know, if some of us went out to do some sort of side project, it would only deter from the main goal here.
At this stage in our career, you know, we haven't been a band for 20 years, and we don't have time to go out and do other projects. Like, it literally takes every second of our day right now to keep this train going. So that's what we're concentrating on right now.
It's been 6 years, so we feel really lucky to, you know, have our hard work show off, and we'll continue it as this until they make a stop.
All right, and then, well, this whole different subject that we could say for maybe a different day, but the business side of things, because I actually heard this Eddie Trunk show, and he had a lot of the former musicians on and current musicians talking about how difficult it is. But just last question, you guys have been on the road for a long, long time, touring like crazy. I mean, can you keep the pace? Can you keep the pace?
Absolutely. I mean, we've sacrificed everything in our lives to be here. I mean, family, relationships, houses, everything. And if we couldn't keep that pace, then
that would have shown already. I think that most bands fail within the first couple of years because they break under the pressure of touring. I know many bands that have just, you know, fallen under the pressure. So we've been through the hardest parts already. It should only get better from here.
It's definitely been a wild ride, and we have learned so much over the past 6 years as a band, 4 years as touring, and we've learned about each other and learned about the business side of everything, and we have a hand in it all. We have a hand in everything. You know, we started this as a group, and it will, you know, it'll maintain that way. You know, I majored in marketing and advertising, so your business side is easy, and you know, there is a lot to cater to and a lot of things that go on and that, you know, people really don't see, but it is true. It is very taxing, and that's why we said it is a 24-hour job, and we love it. We wouldn't trade it for anything in the world. We wouldn't.
Awesome. So anyway, I just want to say thank you. I'm huge fans of your all's. I've, you know, listened to your interviews, seen you live a bunch of times. So I'm rooting for you all. I'm huge, you know, wishing you guys much success. Final parting words for the fans that hopefully will hear this interview as we do it on social media land. Just anything else you want people to know or reinforce? It's last one.
Well, Metal Forever has been with us forever. So thank you so much. And, you know, thank you for people who have taken this wild ride with us for the past 6 years, and we can't wait to see what the next 6 years have to offer.
Yeah, thank you guys so much, and we're out on the road for the next 2 months in the States, so check our tour dates, and please come see us.
Awesome. Thank you, guys. Have a great show tonight. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Awesome. Make sure I turn it off. I think I got it. Hope I got it. One of these days I'll upgrade the equipment, but
these work just as well.
Yeah, you know, the audio, it's actually, it's pretty... Yeah.